Preps Radio presents the high school baseball game of the week. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Nelson Farm Baseball Complex in Johnstown, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA Tuesday game of the week. The Northridge Grizzlies visit the Roosevelt Rough Riders Long Peaks action today. I'm Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with me as always in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth. Bruce, how are you today?
Doing good, Clark. We should see a dandy. You know, we're kind of expecting a lot of runs, but it's baseball, so maybe we'll have a pitching duel, too.
Yeah, we'll see today. The Grizzlies, boy, they're tearing the cover off the baseball. 7-7, 6-4 in the league, the Longs Peak, where it's seemingly everybody has a chance to win this league. Seven teams you can go deep in this conference within two games. We've got, what, a half a dozen games or so to play for each club, so we'll come down to the wire in this conference, but two teams that look like they're in a good position to make playoff baseball, at least Roosevelt, the 18 RPI, and Northridge, the 20.
Yeah, it's sitting at 18 and 20. One of these teams would have to have a substantial drop, you know, to get out of the playoffs, but I think both these teams are good enough. They're solid that they're going to win some remaining games this year, and looking forward to them being in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Junior Nate Wren, right-hander up on the hill right now, warming up for the Rough Riders. 2-0, 4.07 earned run average. We'll talk about him today. Let's get the lineup real quickly here in our abbreviated proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show for the Riders. Well, let's say I take it back. We're going to have, for the Riders, we're going to Riders, the home team here today, and the Grizz are the visitors. So, warming up. That's Parker Steckel out there right now, warming up the junior for Northridge. You know, he's wearing number 5, though. That is gonna bite me right here, right off the bat. So, Roosevelt, number, now there's, it is Nate Wren. I was right all along. Big Nate on the hill right here. So, the Grizz will be the visitors. That's correct. Forget where we are sometimes. Junior Nate Wren, as we said, 2-0, 4.07 ERA. For Northridge, your lineup will look like this. Colin Gilley, we talked to him on Clark and a Coach today. The senior plays center field. Jace Reed will bat second and play shortstop. Gannon McGean's in right field. Mark Felix Yamas at third base. Dylan Hubbard is your DH batting in the 5 spot. Cooper Rose is the catcher for the Grizz. Brendan Peterson, the second baseman. Lincoln Lyons is over at first. And Louis Pisano is in left field. That's the lineup for the Grizzlies here. And we are ready to throw our first pitch of the game. That's the J9 Agency's first pitch as Nate Wren looks in. And the junior deals ground ball wide of third base, picked up there by Mario Sanchez. And the senior throws him out. And there's one down in the first. One gone, and Jace Reed, the shortstop, will come to the plate here for the Grizzlies. 7-7 for the Grizz, 6-4 in league play, number 20 RPI. The Riders 6-5, 5-5 in league play. So much the same, they're the 18 RPI. Jace Reed checks in now. What a junior class for Northridge, no doubt. Pitch on the way is high from Wren. It's a ball and no strikes. Reed, third, actually, in the team in hits with 18. 10 runs batted in, 6 doubles. He's driven 1 out of the park this year. Wren comes back, and that one's hit well down the left field line. Ilias Pardo looking at it, and it goes foul down the left field line.
Yeah,
so
Clark,
Reed will come back.
You talk about that junior class. These kids have been talked about since their freshman year.
Sure.
And, you know, with the COVID period hitting, didn't hear a lot about them, but this is an outstanding junior class for Northridge.
Pitch there missed to Jace Reed, so we do not have a scoreboard. This will be fun. Your job today, Bruce. Keep the count for me. Believe we're at a ball and a strike.
We
here.
Are at 1-1, Clark.
Nate Wren looks, deals the junior's pitch, and a fastball looked like it was right down Main Street, but called low. So we believe we're 2-1 here. Jace Reed at 383, so he's hitting the baseball this year. This is a team, the Northridge Grizzlies, that score 9.5 runs a game. That one's way high. That's ball 4. Yeah, so no scoreboard today. We'll try to figure this thing out. Gannon McGean will come to the plate, the right fielder here for the Grizzlies. One on, one out here in the first. Pull up a chair, spend part of the afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. Nate Wren, as we were saying, 22 and a third innings so far this year, 27 hits, 17 walks, 44 base runners in 22 and a third. That's a bunch of traffic. Lead over at first for Jace Reed. Here's the pitch to the plate by Nate Wren, way up and outside, and it's a ball and no strikes. Grizzlies don't run a ton, 24 stolen bases here in 14 games so far, so just a little over a stolen base a game. Gannon McGean waits from the left side. Here's the pitch by Wren to the plate. Nice breaking ball in for a strike.
Really nice breaking ball, Clark. That did a nice job starting that in the opposite batter's box, and it came right in the outside corner.
Set to go again, Nate Wren. Junior's 1-1 delivery. That's way up in the zone. Two balls into strike here. So 2-1, runner down at first. One out here in the first inning. Reed gets a lead over at first base. Jace away from the bag. Nate Wren's going to come to the plate. And the pitch on the way here to McGean. Missed it outside. Or did he get that?
No, that was outside.
Missed it outside. All
yeah,
right.
Missed it outside.
Thought I saw the right hand go up for a sec for the umpire here. Three balls and a strike, I believe. We're going to be saying that a ton today. Without a scoreboard, there's just zero way you can keep up with the count in a baseball game. 3-1 pitch, swing, and a foul ball left side. That'll get back out of play. And it's three balls and two strikes.
And thus far, Angel Hernandez is not behind home plate.
No, thank goodness. Watched a video with him yesterday, and in one game, they showed 17 bad calls at home plate on strikes and balls. I mean, he wasn't even close. How does a guy like that make that much money umpiring baseball? Pitch way outside, ball four. So Nate Wren already brewed two walks, and you know what we say about walks in high school baseball.
Yeah, walks kill at any level. And Nate, just not in that comfort zone, it looks like, coming off the mound yet. Kind of adjusting that lead foot. Hasn't reached that comfortable plant zone yet.
So one out, two on here for the Grizzlies, and Mark Felix Yamas will come to the plate. I had the pleasure of talking to him on Clark and the Coach earlier last week. This kid really hitting the baseball.
Yeah,
against Fort Morgan, he tattered two home runs in one game.
Yeah, he has been having an outstanding season, especially as of late.
Wren deals, and that one down low in the dirt. It's a ball and no strike. So Nate trying to find the zone here in the first inning. Dylan Hubbard, the DH, is out on deck.
Yeah, Felix Yamas, I'm sure he sees those guys out on first and second. Nothing he'd like more to get off to a good start here.
Pitch there, and that one missed as well. Two balls and no strikes.
Good discipline. He's definitely waiting for his pitch.
Hitting 372, four home runs, 13 runs driven in. Wren at the belt, checks his runners, comes back, and the pitch is in the inside corner for a strike.
And that's where Wren has to keep the ball, you know, just down at the knees, you know, work the plate a little more. Don't be afraid of getting the ball in the middle of the plate.
Nate comes back, ground ball foul, wide of third base. Mario Sanchez, the senior, there looking at it, but it skipped foul past him.
I think once in a while, pitchers at all levels try to be too fine, just trying to paint the corners. If they keep the ball down, even if they get a little more of the plate, if the ball's down, they should have some success early in the game.
All right, looks like two balls, two strikes here. Yamas back into the batter's box. One out, two on here for the Grizz in the first. Long speak action today on Preps Radio. Glad you're with us. Here's the look and the pitch. 2-2, and it's down low. Good block. Seppi Salvatore, the sophomore catcher, able to keep the runners at bay there.
Well, we have a full count, no outs. Let's see how aggressive the Grizzlies are going to be here, see if they put the runners in motion.
Yeah, one out here. First batter grounded out, so we're in good shape here. Here's the look in the pitch, and that one is popped up into right field. Boy, I got more carry than I thought. This is Zach Guntel, the junior out. Or makes the grab, tagging from second base is Jace Reed. He'll get to third. So the fly to right, runners will be at the corners, and a chance here for Nate Wren to get out of the inning unscathed.
It's nice to see an outfielder just gather himself for a fly ball without having to fight too much wind velocity.
Yeah, no doubt. Little breeze today, but it's nice for us. It's a warm day out here, probably in the low 70s. And now coming to the plate here, Dylan Hubbard with two outs here in the first inning and runners at the corners for the Grizz. All right, Wren set to go. He's going to go from the stretch here. He's going to visit first base. Drive the runner back to the bag and Gannon McGean here. All right, Hubbard, the DH today, set to go again at the plate. Nate Wren, the right-hander, is going to visit first again here. Talked about the fact that these guys just don't run much. 24 stolen bases in 14 games. Don't need to worry a ton about them on the bases.
Compared to a Sterling team that had 81 going into last week.
That's right. Pitch to the plate again. That's right down Main Street for a strike. Keep looking out there to see if they're going to turn the scoreboard on, but it looks like that's not going to happen today. All right, runners at the corners, two outs here in the first. Nate Wren set to go, comes back in the pitch here, swing and a miss at the plate, and that's two strikes.
Yeah, nice job by Nate Wren getting ahead in the count, something he was unable to do on the first, or he did on the first hitter, but not the second and third hitter.
Hubbard at 389, a homer, nine runs driven in. He'd like to make it 10 with a base hit here. Pitch on the way. Did it get it? No, inside, just inside. And we'll see the count. Think we're 2-2. Let's see if the umpire would help us out a little bit today. That's the new thing about umpiring. You show your count one time in an at-bat, maybe. Used to do that every two pitches. Umpired back in the Stone Ages. That one swung
nice
on and missed.
Nice fastball.
And down he goes.
You blew it by him, Clark.
No doubt about it. No runs, no hits, two walks, but Nate Wren gets out of it without any harm. Half an inning in the books. Northridge nothing. Roosevelt's coming up. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court, roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29-plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the first inning here at Nelson Farm Baseball Complex in Johnstown. Roosevelt Rough Riders, the home team, will come to the bat here in the bottom of the first inning. Nate Wren gave up a couple of walks in the first to the Grizz, but no runs against him. So a good stop for him. And for the Riders here, Elias Pardo will lead off and play left field. Brock Saez at shortstop. Caden Karabench is the DH. Seppi Salvatore is your catcher today. Nate ran off the hill today to jump in and hit fifth. Caleb Erickson is in center field. Mario Sanchez is at third base. Jaden Smith is the first baseman, and Michael Wall is your second baseman. All right, let's get it going here. Roosevelt Rough Riders, they've won two in a row, three out of their last five. Riders have won two in a row against the Grizz and four of the last five in the series. Steckel delivers, and the pitch to Elias Pardo is in for a strike. No balls, one strike.
Sounds funny, but I think coming first pitch, my microphone is off. Are we good? Are we back on?
You hear yourself, so yep, we are. Long as you can hear yourself in your ears, Bruce, you are going. All right, now we lost track of the count here, so let's get
one
that back. One ball, one strike. Set to go again is Parker Steckel. Delivers, and the pitch missed away. Two balls into strike here. So Pardo, Saya, and Karabench for Roosevelt here in the bottom of the first inning. Steckel back to the plate, and this one fouled the right side. Coming over in foul grounds is Gannon McGean. Can he get there? He dives, lays out, and can't quite get it. Great effort in right field by Gannon McGean.
Off the grass, under the somewhat of a warning part in the dirt section, and just went all out, dove for the ball, but just came up a little short.
Set the Grizzlies defensively. Mark Felix Iamas, the junior, at third base. Junior Jace Reed at shortstop. Junior Brendan Peterson at second base. Sophomore Lincoln Lyons around at first. Louis Pisano, Colin Gilley, and Gannon McGean left to right in the outfield. Cooper Rose, the junior, back behind the dish. And that one sails over Cooper's head all the way to the backstop.
You mention all those juniors, and that's what they're so excited about at Northridge High School, that junior class, not just in baseball, just an outstanding athletic class.
Back to the plate comes Steckel, and this one's hit to right field. That could drop. Coming in for it and playing it out of bounds here is McGean. So a leadoff base hit for Elias Pardo, and it'll be Brock Saya to come to the plate here for the Riders. Well, here comes one of the better multi-sport athletes around Northern Colorado, Brock Saya.
Starting quarterback, outstanding starting quarterback for the great Rough Riders football team. Starting guard on the basketball court. And where do the best players usually play? Shortstop.
Steckel deals, and that one missed low and away. It's a ball and no strikes. I don't think they take the bat out of Saya's hand here. Looked like maybe he was going to square to bunt there, but we'll see.
Well, you would like to get on the board early, and with Saya bunting, he may be bunting for a base hit as well.
Brock in at 297. No homers, six RBIs on the season here. Steckel delivers, and that one right down Main Street. So it's 1-1 here to Saya with Pardo at first.
Showed bunting the first pitch, and Clark automatically, the infielders, you know, just start to creep in. That third baseman down there is 5 feet in from where he was on the first pitch.
Steckel at the belt comes back to Saya. It is bunted up along third, but foul. So Brock will come back and try it again right here. Over at first base is Pardo, as we said. Pardo with one stolen base this year, just 27 stolen bases in 11 games for the Riders. So neither team really keen on running a bunch. Saya, who's at the Brock Saya, who is at the plate, is the leading stolen base man on the team with six. Here's a ground ball wide of third into left field. Back-to-back singles. Pardo will go to second and stop there.
I thought that pitch was just trying to get off the plate to see if Brock had go fishing a little bit. He goes fishing into left field, making contact on a very low inside pitch.
Went out and got it. Nice job of hitting by Saya. So two on, nobody out. Couple of base hits here for the Riders. Riders averaging 8.5 runs a game. They're hitting .309 as a club. They've kind of owned the series lately, four of the last five. Here's the pitch, fouled away, right side out of play. Caden Karabench, the DH, in at the plate right now. Three Riders are tied for the club lead in hits, 14 each for Karabench, Wren, and Seppi Salvatore. Steckel comes back, and the pitch fouled against the screen right here. All right, he'll jump back into the batter's box here, Caden Karabench. Thank you to one of our great sponsors. That's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're just putting the care back into car care. Here's the pitch by Steckel. That's inside. Absolutely no idea what the count is here.
It's my job to keep track, and I have no idea
either. So what are you telling me, Bruce? That's right. There are a few balls in this count. That's all we know. No scoreboard today. We're playing like we are 6 years old and playing in Little League. Here's the look in the pitch. It's up high in the zone again. So I believe we're to a three-ball count here. The umpire maybe this week will let us know, but we'll see. There he is. I can't see that. All right. There it is. Thanks, guys. That's 2-2. Here's the pitch. That's fouled away. Right side out of play.
And we're still 2-2.
It remains. Look at that. You got it right, Bruce. Karabench on the year at 359. No homers. He's got four doubles. Six RBIs on the year. A Roosevelt team that's hitting 309 from the plate as a club. All right, Steckel set to go again. Runners get their leads. Here's the pitch to the plate, and the 2-2 just missed it inside.
Boy, that was a good pitch. Just a little inside, but credit Caden for Eagle Eye there.
Parker Steckel, 24 innings of work, 43 hits, just three walks in the 24 innings. That's still 46 base runners. That one swung on and missed, and down he goes.
Came at the exact same spot, and that time got the swing. Swing and the miss.
So Karabench out on strikes, and Seppi Salvatore will come to the plate here for the Riders. Two on, one out, bottom of the first inning. Was talking about AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, Don Scott, his great staff. 40 years, Don Scott has built it out in Fort Collins to take care of my car. They're going to take care of yours. Check them out in Loveland, too, that shop that's now, what, about 6 months rolling over in Loveland. I think that's about the number. This one's fouled back right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. It's AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, putting the care back into car care. All right. Nate Wren was able to wiggle out of trouble in the first. See if Parker Steckel can do the same here. Two on, one out, and Salvatore at the plate. Steckel comes back in the pitch, tried to dip it on the outside corner and missed it. All right, Seppi jumps back into the batter's box here. Salvatore in the season at 341, a homer and 14 runs driven in. Steckel comes back, misses it away.
I believe we're at 2-1.
I'll take your word for it. Two balls and a strike here to the left-hand hitting catcher, Giuseppe Salvatore. Riders trying to make it three wins in a row and four of the last six if they can get the win here today. This one popped up left side. Quick look by Mark Felix Yamas, but it goes back behind us out of play. So two balls and two strikes. Boy, there's that. God, that reminds me of Helen Dell at the Dodger Stadium, Conn, Oregon, all those years ago in the 70s. Always fits in, no doubt about it. One on, two out for the Riders here. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Long's Peak Baseball today on Preps Radio. Saturday we'll have the second of the home and home. Number one, Eaton. Number two, University. Patriot League action on Saturday from Tom Roach Field. This one hit left side and foul again out of play.
Well, the bench player retrieving the balls, he gets to go to the similar spot because both those fell balls in a field behind us. Boy, this is a nice complex.
Yeah, it sure is. Here's the look and the pitch, and that one missed with a breaking pitch. So we've gone full here, we believe. Yeah, even this, I mean, you come out here to Nelson Farm each year, and the grass is usually bright green, and we just see the effects of the wind and the lack of moisture. Set to go again. Steckel delivers, and it's ripped into right field. That's a base hit. McGean in to pick it up. Runner around third base. That's Pardo. He'll score. To third base goes Saya, and the Riders jump out in front 1-0 on their third hit of the inning.
Well, Seppi Salvatore got a ball out in the middle of the plate, and he just ripped it to right field. Great piece of hitting. Gets an RBI as well.
So runners at the corners for the Riders here and one in, and Nate Wren can help himself with a base hit here. Thanks to our first pitch sponsor, that's our J9 Agencies in Alt. They've been around for 24 years. Want to help you do things right. Mike and Janine Freeman out there, Terry Gertz, they'll knock it out of the park for you. Steckel set to go, delivers. There goes the runner. The throw to second is only going to go to the pitcher. So the stolen base for probably, I don't think that's Seppi. I think we've got a courtesy runner in there. So second and third here. And one out. Riders trying to get a three-run lead with a base hit here. Pitch on the way is in for a strike with a fastball. Nate Wren at 400. One homer. He's got five doubles, a couple of triples. Nine runs driven in. That's second on the club. Pitch to the plate reaches out and fouls it away. Spoils that pitch. Caleb Erickson out on deck, the center fielder here for the Riders. Brian Tsai coaching in his second year. 16-12 is an overall record. Here's Steckel back to the plate off speed, and fouling it off again is Nate Wren. So I think we remain 2-2.
Nice job of Nate Wren just staying with that breaking pitch and getting a piece of it, fouling it back.
Talk about this league. Three teams, 7-3. Severance, Mountain View, Thompson Valley, all 7-3. Northridge, 6-4. Then you have the 5-4s, Fort Morgan and Riverdale Ridge. And then Roosevelt at 5-5, and that's a strike three looking big pitch.
And that was right down Broadway. I think Wren was expecting an off-speed pitch there and got the fastball and got caught looking.
So two outs, runners at the corners, and Caleb Erickson will jump up to the plate here. The chance to talk to Caleb a couple of days ago on Clark and the coach. Center fielder here for the Riders. Left-hand hitter checks in. Runners at second and third. Here's the look in the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. This would be great for Parker Steckel if he can get out of the inning with just one run here. All right, Steckel set to go again. Caleb Erickson at the plate. The pitch way outside now. That's the catcher, Cooper Rose, the junior, having to look down at third base. Erickson at 262, no homers and six runs driven in. He's got a couple of riders sitting out there in scoring position, and that one just missed up in the zone. You need Angel Hernandez right there to call that a strike.
That would have been a strike for an Angel's strike zone, that's for sure.
All right, Steckel set to go again. Erickson from the left side. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So two strikes now on Caleb Erickson.
Well, Steckel's been, when he's able to get that fastball across the plate, they have not been able to catch up with it other than Seppi Salvatore.
2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. Riders in the first inning get three hits. They also strike out three times. One run, three hits. They leave two. We're done with an inning here at Nelson Farm. Roosevelt 1, Northridge nothing. Back with the second inning in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and their coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Seconding out here at Nelson Farm, 1-0 for the home team, the Roosevelt Riders. In front here, it'll be 6-7-8. Cooper Rose, Brendan Peterson, and Lincoln Lyons for the Grizzlies against Nate Wren in the first inning. Nate walked a couple guys in the first, but then got down to business. Got the third out to Dylan Hubbard by strike. So see what Nate does here in the second inning against Cooper Rose, the catcher for the Grizzlies. This is their starting quarterback on the football team as well. Wren deals, and the pitch is bounced up there. It's a ball and no strikes.
Yeah, we have two pretty good starting quarterbacks, Clark, in this game.
That's correct. All right, set to go again is Wren. Nate kicks and deals, and the pitch on the way to the plate, up and over the helmet that time of the hitter, Cooper Rose.
Cooper might want to duck just a little more.
He was very nonchalant there.
That came buzzing right at his noggin.
All right, Wren set to go again. Here's the look and a pitch. Swing and drives one to deep left field. It's going to go foul here, but, boy, he got a hold of that. Elias Pardo, the sophomore left fielder, had a look at it but ran out of room as it went foul.
Yeah, well, Cooper way out in front of that pitch, but, boy, he made great contact.
Cooper, a junior in the season, 306 at the plate. No homers, 13 runs driven in. Wren comes back, sinker.
Wow, where was that?
Didn't quite get it. Yeah, that was looked like it might have been in the zone, but they called it low. All right, Wren set to come back, deals in the pitch right there for a strike. He was off to first base. I don't know why, because that couldn't have been any more down the middle of the plate than it was.
That was an excellent pitch and very close to the pitch before as well. I guess the one before might have been a little more down.
All right, Wren deals here. Line drive right back up the middle. That's the first hit of the game for the Grizzlies.
Cooper Rose goes down in the zone and drives that ball to center field.
Thank you to the Big E. Two innings in Fort Collins. Mountain Range leading the Lampkins 3-1. 5A FRL game today. All right, Rose at first. Brendan Peterson will hit here for the Grizzlies. Cooper Rose just one stolen base so far this year in the first 14 contests. Ran at the belt, checks the runner, he'll throw over. Jared Cronquist taking over at Northridge for the inimitable Mike Houston. God, Houston, since the start of the school, 18 to 20 years here out at Northridge. Coached for 37 years for Greeley Gojos, too. That one in for a strike.
That's a lot of visits to the mound over that time.
That's a lot. And Mike, I'd come out to the games, and, man, he loved to manicure that field. Don't know what he does in the morning now before game days, but this one is hammered. Left center field and deep. Going back is Pardo. The track looks up, makes the catch in deep left field, and there's one away.
Well, Brendan Peterson really put the bat to the ball, but just hung up, didn't quite get all of it, but near the fence for the first out.
All right, so good defensive play right there. We've got our defensive play of the game sponsor as well. We'll talk about that throughout the game. Every time we say you can hang a star on it, that's a great defensive play. It's all brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Here's the look and a pitch. That one down low for a ball. So one ball, no strikes. Lincoln Lyons for the Grizz here at 2-11. No homers, a couple of runs batted in for the right-hand hitting first baseman for the Grizzlies. One on, one out, second inning, 1-0 for Roosevelt. Wren set to go again. The junior deals ground ball wide of third and through into left field for a base hit. So Lyons, second hit of the ball game, second of the inning, and it goes to first and second. Mario Sanchez, the senior third baseman, was really playing his way towards shortstop.
Yeah, he was. He was not playing him, not playing Lyons to pull the ball at all, and Lyons did a nice job of just pulling it past the third base.
So Louis Pisano will come to the plate here, the left fielder. First and second, one out for the Grizz. They had two runners on in the first, but Nate Wren was able to wiggle out of it, see what he does here in the second. Junior kicks and deals, pitch in for a strike. Pisano at 381. He's hitting well. No homers, a couple of runs batted in. comes back. This one bunted up along first base. It's on the grass. Will he make a play? He will not have a play. Nate Wren decided that time, I'm going to wait and see if it kicks foul, and that might have cost him picking it up. By the time he did pick it up in fair ground, it's an infield single.
Well, Pisano did a great job of just keeping the ball on the grass. And once it hit the grass, there was not going to be any roll of the ball getting toward the foul line.
So bases loaded for Northridge here in the second inning, one out. And the leadoff hitter, Colin Gilley, will jump to the box. Wren delivers, pitch to Gilley. Little grounder right in front of the plate. It's a foul ball. Out to pick it up, Seppi Salvatore. And when he did, behind the plate, right away, the home plate umpire said, nope, that's a foul ball. So it's 0-1 here to Gilley.
Yeah, Roosevelt would have loved that ball, to be fair, for probably an easy double play. Force at home and throw to first.
All right, Wren set to go again. Gilley into the box. No balls and a strike here. With the bases loaded and a one out. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive left center field. On his horse is Pardo. Can he get there? Yes. He'll make the catch. Tagging at third base is Rose. The throw on the relay. It was in time, but it got away from the catcher. On a hop, Salvatore tried to make the tag, and the ball spun away. So it's a sack fly, and we're even at one apiece.
Boy, nice relay by the Rough Riders, and the throw was there. Just couldn't quite handle it at home plate. But I think the throw actually beat the runner, Clark.
Yep, I did too. Tough one to, on that short hop, tough for a catcher to come up with it every time.
It is. That's a tough play.
So Jace Reed to the plate now with runners at second and third. They both moved up 90 feet. Wren deals, and that one a breaking ball. That's a nice pitch on the inside corner for a strike. Two outs, top of the second. Second and third for the Grizz. 1-1 tie here. Wren comes back, and the pitch is inside. It's an even count at a ball and a strike. Jace Reed walked his first time, came in hitting .383, a homer and 10 RBIs. Wren comes back, and this one skied to center field. Well, it's going to be shorter than that, the shortstop. It's going to be Brock Tsai on the edge of the outfield grass, makes the catch, and we are done here in the second inning. A run, three hits for the Grizzlies in the second inning. We head to the bottom of the second here at Nelson Farm. Roosevelt 1, Northridge 1. Timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding?
Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
For over 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been Northern Colorado's leader in transmission and vehicle repair. You can count on AAMCO's certified technicians to diagnose and fix your car right the first time. From transmissions to brakes and alignments to scheduled maintenance, AAMCO does it all with the best warranty in the business. So for your total car care needs, give Lance a call at 226-4477 and schedule an appointment today. AAMCO of Fort Collins is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the second inning in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick with you. 1-1 tie. Pretty solid game so far. We'll have Patriot League action Saturday. Number one, Eaton. Number two, University. They'll play Thursday in Eaton, and then we'll get the broadcast on Saturday from University. Swing and a miss here. 7-8-9, Mario Sanchez, Jaden Smith, Michael Wall for the Riders.
Hoping we get some updates from some of those Patriot League games this afternoon.
Yeah, big games today, no doubt. Sterling and University today out in Sterling. Second half, they opened the season against each other.
Big game for the Brush Beat Dickers against Resurrection.
Absolutely. That one fouled back against the screen. Grizzlies defensively, Mark Felix Yamas over at third. Jace Reed's the shortstop. Brendan Peterson at second. Lincoln Lyons over at first. It's Pisano, Gilly, McGean in the outfield. This one up in front of the plate, a little chopper in to pick it up is Steckel, and he'll throw him out. So one gone in the second inning here for the Riders.
Now batting number 27, Jaden.
Talk about the toughness, competitiveness of this Long Peaks baseball conference. The Riders so far in these home and homes swept Frederick, split with Severance, Riverdale Ridge, and Fort Morgan, and got swept by Thompson Valley.
There's so much parity in this league, Clark, that you can't predict anything from any of the games going in. You can predict, you're just not going to be right.
That's right. You can predict all you want. That one missed outside right there. I think we're 2-0. Jaden Smith, first baseman, checks in here for Roosevelt.
Here is an early score from Brush. Brush 6, Resurrection 0 after two innings.
Ooh, how about that? Beat Diggers.
Those bats from the Beat Diggers looks like they've kicked in early today.
Yeah, look out. Best home run hitting team in the state right now. One ball, two strikes. Here's Steckel back to the plate. And the 1-2, did he get the outside corner? No. Oohs and ahs from the Northridge side. Thought maybe they had that. And you're 2-2 now. Pitch there, outside corner, got him looking.
Nice pitch by Steckel right there on the outside corner. Down at the knees. Even if you swing at that pitch, Clark, your chances of putting the ball in play are not very good.
Well, good second inning start for Parker Steckel. A grounder back to the box, and then the strikeout here for Jaden Smith. Michael Wall, the nine-hole hitter, will come to the plate now. Wall at 290, no homers, four runs driven in. Takes the first pitch for a strike, so Parker Steckel, 3-2 on the year with a 4.38 ERA, trying to make this a quick second inning. Parker comes back, waved at and missed, and quickly 0-2. Set to go again here as Steckel comes back. 0-2, he struck him out outside
nice
corner.
Great inning by Steckel. Had the fastball going. Great command.
Well, 1-2-3 inning for the Riders. A couple of strikeouts for Parker Steckel. We head to the third inning here at Nelson Farm. And we have a 1-1 baseball game. Is that right still?
Yeah, it is.
How about that? No scoreboard out here, so I got to keep it on paper. We'll come back in a moment. Third inning here at Nelson Farm. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We head to the third inning out here at Nelson Farm. 1-1 tie. Long speak action today between two teams that have almost identical records. This one bounced up to the plate as Nate Wren goes to work for his third inning. Gannon McGean, Mark Felix Yamas, and then Dylan Hubbard here for the Grizz, who have won four of their last five, so playing good baseball. Bruce was talking about today on Clark and the Coach how anybody in this league can get you. And certainly for the Grizzlies, who've won four out of five, the loss was against Niwot. Niwot actually took them to the tail both games, but they split with them.
Yeah, they split with Niwot. And, you know, Niwot entered the game, I think, 1-10 against the Grizzlies. And they're a competitive team.
Yeah.
As Coach said on the show today, they have guys that can play.
Pitch to the plate here against McGean. Nate Wren trying to win his third of the season right here. Yeah, the weird part there is in that stretch of five games here for Northridge, they swept Fort Morgan and they swept Severance. That one swung on and missed right there, second strike.
Yeah, Fort Morgan's been an interesting team too. They've had some great wins, and you'd kind of raise your eyebrows at a couple of the losses.
Pitch to the plate. Here's fouled left side. That'll get back and out of play. Gannon McGean, one of part of that big junior class for Northridge, came in hitting 385, walked his first time. Two homers, two doubles, two triples, 19 driven in for the left-handed hitting Gannon McGean. Wren comes back to pitch, hit off the fist, one hopper right at the shortstop, Roxaya. He'll straighten up, throw him out, and there's one gone.
Nice play out there by Broxaya. Stepped right at first base, solid throw, made it look easy.
One gone, Mark Felix Yamas will come to the plate.
Yeah, Felix Yamas hit the ball hard the first time up.
Drove one to right field, and Zach Guntel made a good play on it. Here is Yamas to the plate, four home runs on the year, and the pitch has popped up. Right side, going out is the second baseman, Wall. Coming in is the right fielder, Guntel. It's going to be Wall, and he makes the catch. So two gone in the third inning. Good inning for Nate Wren so far here.
Well, it's such a key, Clark, when he throws strikes.
Yep.
I mean, just get ahead in the count, throw strikes, get some swings at the ball.
Dylan Hubbard struck out his first time, the DH in here for Northridge. Wren deals right down Main Street for a strike. It's 0-1. Last game for the Grizzlies on Thursday, that was the second of the games against Niwot. They beat them 17-16. Wren deals, that's up in the zone. We were talking to assistant coach Jim McFarland today, and he said, yeah, they missed the extra point.
In the first game, the Grizz missed the extra point.
That's
and lost
right.
10-9, I believe it was.
Here's the look and the pitch back to the plate. This one bounced foul outside of third base. Jared Cronquist doesn't want any part of that. Two outs, nobody on. Third inning, top half here at Nelson Farm. Tuesday game of the week here on Preps Radio. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. One ball and two strikes to Dylan Hubbard. Nate Wren trying to get back to the dugout with one pitch here. Junior right-hander kicks and deals, and the 1-2 offering is popped up in the infield. Coming in now, Sy is going to take control here. Brock makes the catch, and we're done. That's a nice inning, Bruce. 1-2-3 inning for Nate Wren.
Yeah, both pitchers had a very clean inning as they get more loose, more accustomed to the mound.
We'll head to the bottom of the third inning. 1-1 tie. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
In 2015, Alliance Irrigation brought top-notch service to Northern Colorado. Alliance Irrigation has four locations in three states, so you can say our experience in irrigation is well-rounded, not to mention being a Rinky dealer since 1992. We pride ourselves in customer relationships. We are here to be a part of your community. Give Alliance Irrigation a call at 970-353-1621. Alliance Irrigation is rapidly growing and looking to expand our team. Come by and fill out an application at 206 Hill Street in Kersey, or give Mario a call at 970-616-2451.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's get to the last of the third inning out here at Nelson Farm, Roosevelt's home field, and the Riders in the home half of the third inning in a 1-1 tie. Will be top of the order. Elias Pardo, Brock Saya, Caden Karabench for the Riders, trying to win their fourth game in six games and their third in a row here. Same thing we talked about for Northridge in this conference. The Riders swept Frederick. They split with Severance, Riverdale Ridge, and Fort Morgan. They were swept by Thompson Valley. So interesting situation for them as well.
That's why all this league is in you can kind of throw a rope around all these teams, Clark.
Seemingly all with three or four losses here. Roosevelt's got the five losses, but then when you look at the RPI sitting 18, they're in a good spot.
They're ahead of the teams that are above them in the league standings.
All right, Steckel comes back, and this one skied right side. The first baseman, Lincoln Lyons, he's a sophomore. By the fence, did he get there?
Yes, he did.
Nice catch. Lincoln Lions right along the fence in the first base side.
Lincoln did a good job of looking at the fence and keeping track of the ball and kind of knew where he was.
Give him a defensive gem there. That's a tough play. Our defensive gems always brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Catch him on 8th Avenue in beautiful Greeley. All right, Brock Sia, one for one. Brock stands in there now. One out, nobody on here in the third.
Yeah, Brock went down in the zone to put one out to center field his first time up.
Sia came in at 297, so he bumped that up over 300 with a base hit. That pitch missed away. Outfield plays Sia pretty much straight away right here. Colin Gilley, the senior center fielder for the Grizzlies, just a shade towards left field. Steckel set to go, delivers, and that one's in for a strike.
Steckel's really had good command these last two innings.
Six in a row, retired by the junior right-hander here. Set to go again, delivers to Sia, and this one's hit right side foul. It'll get back out of play behind us. I think we're 2-2 here, if I'm not mistaken. Next week for the Riders is going to be interesting. Four games in 5 days, two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch, that one up high, breaking ball that didn't come over the plate. It's 3-2.
It's the first time we've seen that high curveball from Steckel. Trying to get it right at the letters.
Brock trying to get aboard for the second straight time. Grounds one into left field. That's a base hit. Nice job of hitting and a good at-bat for Brock Sia.
Yeah, Brock 2-for-2. Certainly looked better than a 297 hitter, and he is. He's creeping that batting average up as we speak.
One out, one on here in the bottom of the third inning and a 1-1 tie in Caden Karabinch. Struck out his first time for the Riders, the three-hole hitter. Talking about the Riders' schedule, they'll play four games in 5 days next week. Tuesday and Thursday, the home-and-home with Mountain View. Then they'll get Palisade. That's the number one team, the number one RPI team that will come here and play a Friday-Saturday couple of games. That one's in for a strike.
Yeah, that's a tough five-game stretch because you probably want to use your better arms against the league opponents, and yet you have a chance to knock off a top team in the state. Be interesting to see how Coach Sia configures that pitching rotation that week.
Steckel throws over to first and the runner back in. That's Sia over at first, one out, and Karabinch at the plate. Yeah, you were talking about it today, and that's an interesting situation. You get the one Palisade coming in here, you're gonna grow by groups just by playing them.
You are. RPI, you're rewarded for playing a top team like that, but you're certainly rewarded more by beating a top team.
Second pitch swung on and missed by Karabinch, so two strikes here. Steckel back to Caden in the pitch here, ground ball to shortstop. Two hops, going to pick it up. Jace Reed knocks it down. Does he still have a play at first? Throws, and that is in time. Great recovery at shortstop by Jace Reed, the junior.
Yeah, Jace did stay with that and a very strong arm to first base to get Karabinch.
So two down here in the last of the third, and the Riders have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Seppi Salvatore, who singled his first time, will come to the plate here.
Yeah, Seppi hit the ball hard to right field his first time up.
Salvatore came in at 341. A homer and 14 runs driven in. That one missed. It's a ball and no strikes here. After three innings in Fort Collins, the Lambkins, Mark Wagner and his company have evened the score at 4-4 there. This one fouled away. Third base side, Mark Felix Yamas to the fence by the Roosevelt dugout there, and it goes back out of play.
Yeah, the Lambkins are one of those teams in 5A that need to win some games
to
assure themselves of getting into the regional playoffs.
Sitting right there, 32 teams into the regionals, and Wags' team is sitting right at 32. All right, Salvatore back up there trying to give the Riders a lead with a base hit here. Pitch on the way, chop foul. That'll roll over towards the Northridge dugout. So interesting situation today for Jared Cronquist and Jim McFarland. They started, well, not started, but they spent a couple years here coaching at Roosevelt. Here's the pitch. That one hit off the fist. It's going to be a one-hop. In to pick it up is second baseman Peterson. Brendan to first. That's a nice play to get out of the
end. That is a nice play. That ball had some spin on it as it hit the dirt and just stayed with it. And another strong arm to first base.
Three innings in the books. That inning for the Riders, no runs a hit. They leave one. We'll head to the fourth inning out here at Nelson Farm. 1-1 tie, the Grizzlies and the Riders. This time out brought to you, of course, by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Husky Athletics.
Daryl, Todd, Colton, Allen, Ellie, Troy. To you, these may just be names, but to many, these are the names of people who have helped their post-op recovery, blood flow restriction therapy, or helped with sports medicine. These are the physical therapists at Proactive Physical Therapy in Eaton and Greeley. They welcome you to recover the right way. Proactive Physical Therapy, providing the highest quality, evidence-based orthopedic physical therapy and sports medicine in Northern Colorado. Learn more at ProactiveColorado.com.
103.1 FM, K276GU and 1310 AM KFKA. Greeley.
Fourth inning out here at Nelson Farm. We got a good one today on Preps Radio. 1-1 tie between Roosevelt and Northridge. Riders have won four of the last five in the series, including the last two. In fact, last year here at Nelson Farm, a 3-2 game in eight innings. Roosevelt had the walk-off. We had that game. Ty Dysing had the game-winning base hit there. The other game was 17-12. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get. And,
pitching duel or 29 runs.
It can change game to game, and it can change inning to inning. But both pitchers have been in a nice little groove these past couple innings, Clark.
Nate Wren has retired now five in a row. Nate deals, and the first pitch on the way to start the inning is chop foul at the plate. It's going to be 6, 7, and 8. Cooper Rose, Brendan Peterson, Lincoln Lyons for the Grizz here in the fourth inning. Grizzlies, a 17-16 win over Niwot on Thursday. 17 runs on 20 hits Thursday. Pitch here is skied. Shallow center field, going to be Caleb Erickson, the senior, ranging over to make the grab, and there's one away. So one gone, and Brendan Peterson will come to the plate here, the second baseman for the Grizzlies. In that game on Thursday for Northridge, junior Gannon McGean, 4 for 5 and 3 RBIs. Dylan Hubbard went deep, his first home run of the year, and he drove in 3 runs. Wren deals Peterson, and that one skied left side. Sanchez, the senior third baseman, gave a quick look, but that's back out of play. And it's no balls into strike here. Other games in the Longs Peak today, Thompson Valley is at Severance, and Mountain View is at Ford Morgan. Pitch there. Did he get him? Ooh, just down low there.
Yeah, you look at those games and you say, so-and-so's a favorite. You can't.
No.
There are no favorites going
this
into
is
these games.
Going to change the name of this league to the Flip-A-Coin League. Here's the pitch. That one's down low there. Which tends you, it brings you to believe that come playoff time, whoever's playing the best out of this Longs Peak Conference could do some damage in the playoffs.
Yeah, somebody has to rise to the top and finish strong and gain that confidence going into the playoffs.
Pitch down low and a peel down at first base, and the first base umpire said no. P Peterson held up. He did not go around. I think we're three balls into strike here. One out, fourth inning, 1-1 tie here in Johnstown. Wren comes back, and the pitch is roped to left field. Pardo in a hurry. He's not going to get there. It's going to bounce in front of him for a base hit. And Brendan Peterson has the fourth Grizzlies hit of the ballgame.
Yeah, Pardo looked like he may come in for that ball, but when those line drives are hit, it's so hard to judge exactly where that ball's going to be. And he played it safe and played it on a bounce. Solid hit by Peterson.
So one on, one out, and Lincoln Lyons, the right-hand hitting first baseman, will come up for the Grizz here. Nate Wren at the belt, checks the runner, delivers, and that pitch missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Brendan Peterson, four stolen bases. That puts him second in the club. Colin Gilley, the leadoff hitter, he's got five. All right, junior right-hander delivers. The runner goes. The throw to second. They might have him. Oh, he's under the tag.
Looked like they tagged him on the shoulder, but must have just missed him.
The throw by the sophomore catcher, Seppi Salvatore, just kind of tailed to the right. If it's on, right on the spot, they're going to get him there. But still a strong throw and just missing him. It's a stolen base, the fifth of the year for Brendan Peterson.
Which ties him for the lead now.
It does. We talked about that. How does that work just like that? Five stolen bases each. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul outside of third base. Kronquist has got to make a couple of moves down there. Kronk's not even trying to get the baseball down there. First year for Kronk, taking over for Mike Houston for the Grizzlies here. Spent a couple of years over at Roosevelt. Boy, he's had a couple of different casting calls. Here's the pitch to the plate. Swinging a drive. That one hammered. Coming in is the left fielder Pardo to his knees and makes the grab for the out. Beautiful play, Elias Pardo.
Well, similar hit off the bat as the previous play that bounced in front of him, and he just decided, you know, keep on coming and got himself in position to catch it while he goes to his knees.
We'll hang a little star on that one. That's a defensive gem brought to you by Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Two outs here in the fourth. Peterson in scoring position at second base. Wren pitching here to Louis Pisano, and the pitch hit him.
I was just getting ready to say Louis had a great bunt single the previous time and gets hit by the pitch here.
So two on and two out for Northridge here in the top of the fourth inning. Grizzlies trying to break a 1-1 tie, and Colin Gilley will come to the plate here. Gilley's got the lone RBI, a sac fly in the second inning that scored Cooper Rose. Wren set to go. Nate kicks and deals, and the pitch, ground ball foul. That'll head right into the Roosevelt dugout.
Yeah, Gilley with the sacrifice fly his last time up hit the ball hard to left field.
No balls and a strike. Jace Reed is out on deck here for the Grizzlies if they get to him. Ran at the belt looking for his third win against no defeats this year, and that one's inside. Been the pitcher for the Roosevelt Rough Riders this year that's got the best numbers. Two on, two out. Fourth inning, 1-1 tie. Visitor half, the Grizzlies batting here at Nelson Farm. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit into left field. Around the bag at third is Peterson. They're going to hold him. He hit that ball so hard, they've got no chance to get him home, and the bases are loaded.
Yeah, you said it, Clark. That was such a well-struck ball that one hop to the left field and just no chance to probably score even on an average throw.
Nate Wren got out of a jam in the first, gave up only one run in a jam in the second, and here he is in the fourth with runners.
Boy, you can see why Gilley is leading the team in hitting.
Jace Reed checks in, and the pitch to Reed fouled away at the plate, so at least with the bases loaded, Nate Wren able to jump ahead, no balls into strike. RPI numbers in the conference. Thompson Valley is the... They're the leader at a 6 RPI. Riverdale Ridge is the 9. Here's the pitch. Hit back up the middle. Does it get through? It will into center field. That's a base hit. Jace Reed with a single. It's going to score 2. Runner's going to move up on the play here to second and third, and it's a 3-1 Northridge advantage. So Jace Reed, RBI, is number 11 and 12 on the season for the junior shortstop. Thought maybe for a sec Broxiah is going to have a chance of that, but it hopped up over him into center field. So Wren unable to avoid trouble here in the fourth inning. 3-1, he now trails. And here's Gannon McGean. Fastball outside, it's a ball and no strikes. McGean walk and a ground out so far in the ballgame. Opponents hitting 284 against Wren this year. He deals here down in the dirt. Nice job by Seppi Salvatore, the sophomore receiver, back behind the dish to stop that one from going to the screen. Three runs, six hits for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. One run, four hits for Roosevelt. That's your C&H Solutions scoring summary. Wren deals McGean in the pitch. Hard ground ball, second base side. That's Michael Wall, the junior. He'll throw it away. A Steve Sachs throw right there. Airmails first base, and the Grizz have another run, this one unearned.
Well, Michael Wall, he didn't step and throw the ball hard. He just tried to soft toss it over there. He tried to soft toss it over there, and just an errant throw. Throw wasn't more than 15 feet. That's a tough break for the Rough Riders.
Three runs in. Anybody can have that problem, and as short as a throw from second base. Remember a year watching the Dodgers, and Steve Sachs had 15 errors on routine ground balls to second base where he would just shoot the ball completely over Steve Garvey's head. Just got in his head. Michael Wall that time looking like Steve Sachs. 4-1 ball game here. And Mark Felix Yamas checks in. Now this guy's dangerous. And the pitch up in the zone, it's a ball and no strikes. Three runs in the inning. Oh, no, I'm wrong because that guy from third got home too, it looks like. Yeah, so Bruce was holding five up at me. Once again, where's that scoreboard? Here's the pitch. That one is, where was that? That looked like it was right down Main Street.
Just working on our nonverbal signals.
Yeah, I'm going to have to come out and meet you at the mound because I wasn't quite sure what that meant. Pitch on the way to Yamas. He hammers it, but it's straight up. In the infield, the second baseman, the third baseman, and it's going to be Mario Sanchez, the senior third baseman, has to go to his knees to hold on to it.
That was a major league fly ball in the infield, Clark.
That sure was. Four runs on three hits. A couple of those are unearned. We will head to the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-1. Northridge in front of the Riders. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Do you drive a German car? The sophisticated electrical system on your BMW or Mini Cooper is demanding and needs a healthy battery as the heart of the system. Replacing these batteries before they fail is crucial to preventing additional system faults. Auto Taylor has the batteries with the correct fit and function for your Audi, Mercedes-Benz, and BMW. And they perform the specialized installation procedures as well. Auto Taylor on 16th Street in Greeley, where we've been tailoring your European automotive service needs for over 25 years.
For better than 40 years, AAMCO of Fort Collins has been a trusted name in car repair in Northern Colorado. Now you can get that same expertise and unmatched customer service in Loveland. You can count on AAMCO of Loveland's certified techs to fix your car right the first time, every time. From transmissions to alignments or any of your total car care needs and the best warranty in the business, contact Dave at the Loveland store today by calling 667-3006. Just across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower, that's AAMCO of Loveland.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jeremy Hayden, Northridge football coach, showing his face in the crowd and pointing at us. So they had a terrific season last year, of course.
He's got to be. Jeremy Hayden has to be looking forward to next fall with all those juniors in that class coming back.
Every sport, seemingly.
He has a ton of guys returning on the football team.
Cooper Rowe's going to return at quarterback for him. Here's the look and a pitch from Parker Steckel, and it's fouled away, back out of play. Nate Wren, Caleb Erickson, Mario Sanchez. 5, 6, and 7 here for the Riders, who find themselves down in the ball game here at 5-1, a four-run inning for Northridge, rather, in the fourth. Here's the pitch. That's up and away.
Yeah, and there's at least two of those runs were unearned.
Yep, exactly two. All right, Breeze starts to pick up. Maybe moving a little bit from right field to left field here. Here's the pitch on the way, and Wren takes it away, and that's ball four. So leadoff walk. If you're Parker Steckel, you've got a 5-1 lead. Try to avoid putting guys
out of
three.
That's what you can't do as a pitcher. Your team supplies four runs for you. You go back out there, you got to make them hit the ball.
Get a courtesy runner here for Nate Wren. As soon as he turns around, we'll let you know who it is. No PA, no scoreboard here, so it's all hands on deck.
Yeah,
this
surprised me
out today.
Surprised me today, Clark. No scoreboard and no
concession
stand.
The runner. Here's the throw to second base, and they got him. That's a terrific throw, and the courtesy runner is out stealing, and a great throw by Cooper Rose.
Boy, Cooper just got out of that squat, and he rifled that ball down to second base. Well, he is a quarterback.
All right, so one out here in the fourth. They erased the base runner, and that's when you're down 5-1. I know it's pretty early fourth inning, but that just takes somebody off the bases that you need to score. That one swung on and missed to Erickson here.
That negates the walk.
Does.
Boy, there's nothing a pitcher appreciates more from his battery mate.
Steckel deals, waved at and missed again. Steckel trying to pick up his fourth win of the year, a 4.38 earned run average. Parker comes back and a pitch waved at and missed, and down he goes. You get that caught stealing, you lose the base runner, and suddenly you're sitting on top of the world, and he strikes out Caleb Erickson.
Yeah, sometimes you get up there after the runner gets thrown out and you think you have to hit a three-run homer with nobody on base.
So two outs in the fourth for the Riders here, and Mario Sanchez, senior third baseman, will come to the plate here. And that pitch in for a strike. No balls and a strike here as the wind starts to pop up a little bit here at Nelson Farm. Next game on Preps Radio, Saturday, 11 a.m. at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. It'll be University and Eaton. That's a base hit in the left field for Sanchez.
Yeah, Mario, nice solid swing. Drives that ball to left field.
Fifth hit for the Riders. They're all base hits. Five singles for the Riders in the ball game, trying to win their third in a row and their fourth in six tries. Two out, Sanchez down at first. Jaden Smith has struck out his first time. Right-handed first baseman will come to the plate here for Brian Saez Club. And that pitch in for a strike. Riders 6-5, 5-5 in the Longs Peak. Number 18 in the RPI. That one swung on and missed at the plate. Jaden Smith on the season. He's hitting 429, and as I say that, he swings and misses. And down he goes, strike three. No runs, a hit. Leave a runner. Big caught stealing in the inning. We'll head to the fifth inning. It's 5-1. Northridge ahead of Roosevelt. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union, Northern Colorado's voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Hi there, this is longtime high school coach Bruce Dick. Attention to detail and the drive for perfection is what has helped me be successful on the court. It's also what makes Advanced Roofing Technologies the best in their court roofing. Advanced Roofing replaced my roof, and let me tell you, even I couldn't find anything they needed to improve upon. Brad and his crew at Advanced Roofing Technologies have been around for 29 plus years. That's almost as long as I've been coaching. For more information, go to advancedroofingtech.com.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's get along to the fifth inning out here at Nelson Farm in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a beautiful Tuesday. What a just gorgeous day out here. Sun shining, nice little breeze out here in Johnstown. It's just a great day for baseball. Nate Wren deals, and the first pitch is hit high in the infield. Mario Sanchez, the senior at third base, says, "I've got it," and he makes the catch for the out.
Yeah, Mario's taking care of some high fly balls today.
Any other day this spring, and that's trouble.
That is definitely a base hit on all the days we've been out with the wind, Clark.
Cooper Rose, the catcher, one for two, singled in the second inning, flew to center in the fourth. Nate Randeal's breaking ball almost got to the zone, just a bit high.
Yeah, broke a little late. Another score update from Brush. The Brush beat Diggers 6, Resurrection Cougars 0 after 4 innings. And thank Brad Evans from Advanced Roofing for texting us that score.
Great sponsor on Clark and the Coach. Our headline sponsor, Brad Evans and his great staff at Advanced Roofing Technologies. Love those guys. All right, Wren comes back, pitch down low. Cooper 1 for 2. Brendan Peterson's on deck. He's 1 for 2. Lincoln Lyons after that. He's 1 for 2. The Grizzlies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits, all base hits. Did that hit him or was that ball four?
Ball four, base on balls.
Down to first goes Rose. One out. Brendan Peterson will come to the plate.
Well, good speed at, courtesy run. Which I assume still have good speed at first base. I couldn't quite get the number of the courtesy runner.
So runner down at first for the Grizz, one out here, and they lead this one 5-1. Brendan Peterson to the plate. And the pitch is a breaking ball that stays up and just about in. It's one ball and no strike. 6 hits for the Grizz, 5 for the Riders. We have not had an extra base hit in the ballgame. Ran at the belt, checks the runner at first. Here's the look and the pitch, and that went in on the outside corner for a strike. Jared Cronquist, in his first year at Northridge, opened up coaching at Platte Valley, then went to Loveland. Then over to Roosevelt, of course, where he kind of met his assistant coach, Jim McFarland, and then here to Northridge. Foul back against the screen right there. So 2 strikes to Peterson.
Jared Cronquist employed at the Windsor Rec Center. So that's his day job. His full-time job is baseball.
Yep, it is that at the minimum, a full-time job. This one bounced up there. Nice job. Seppi Salvatore, the sophomore catcher, just blocked it away right there. 2 balls, 2 strikes here to Brendan Peterson, the right-hand inning second baseman for the Northridge Grizzlies. Lincoln Lyons, the first baseman, out on deck here. 5-1 Grizzlies here in the fifth. Nate Wren delivers, and the pitch off speed out in front of it, and he struck him out.
Really nice curveball, breaking pitch. Took a lot off of it that time for Nate Wren, and gets the strikeout.
So Lincoln Lyons, who's 1-for-2, a single in the second, and a fly to left field. He'll come to the plate here with two outs and a runner at first base. All right, set to go here is Wren. Looks over at first base to the courtesy runner. Comes to the plate, and the pitch is lifted right side. Going out is Michael Wall, the second baseman. Can he dive? Does he make the play? Oh, doctor! Michael Wall, the junior, with a diving catch behind second base to end the inning. Oh, man.
That is the web gem of the game so far.
Defensive gem brought to you by Steamway Florida Ceiling. Hang a star on that one. No doubt about it. No runs, no hits, a walk. They leave one, and a great play by Michael Wall to end the half inning. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. 5-1 Grizzlies in front as the Riders come to bat. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Bottom of the fifth inning. Parker Steckel out to pitch his fifth inning of work here. And he owns a 5-1 lead, just that leadoff single by Elias Pardo, and came around to score in the first inning. That's been it. This one fouled away. It's going to be Michael Wall. And here we say it again. I love baseball because you make a great play, and so many times
here he is.
You're right at the top of that order. So Wall, then we get to Elias Pardo and Brock Saya. Pitch here, tried to get the outside corner, and it's a ball. 1-1.
Well, Wall trying to become that leadoff hitter right now from that number 9 spot. We know how important that is when a 9 guy gets on and flips that order, sometimes as a rally starter.
Steckel delivers up in the zone. 7 strikeouts so far for Parker Steckel in the first 4 innings of work. He struck out the side in the first inning. Parker comes back, and that pitch is ball 4, missed it away.
And how many times do we say it? You walk the number 9 hitter.
Yep.
That can really come back and haunt you.
So runner down at first base here. Last year, these two teams played a humdinger out here at Nelson Farm. A 3-2 Roosevelt win in 8 innings when Ty Dysing had the walk-off hit to win that one. All right, set to go is Steckel and delivers with a fastball in and over for a strike. 0-1 here to Pardo. Single in the first and scored, popped out in the third inning. That terrific play by Lincoln Lyons right by the fence in foul grounds. Steckel comes back, and that one's hammered right up the middle, base hit. Well, the Riders down by a 4 spot here, Coach, but they've got 2 on, nobody out, and here comes the 2-for-2, Brock Saya.
Good way to start a rally. You get a base on balls, you follow it up with a base hit, bringing one of your better hitters to the plate in Brock Saya.
Saya singled in the first, singled in the third. He'd love to do the same here in the fifth inning. Pitch on the way, squared as if to bunt right there. Pulled it back, and it's up for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes here. Saya with 6 RBIs on the year. Here's the pitch around to bunt again, and that one's inside, and he has to back off of it. 2 balls, no strikes here. Big chance for the Riders. Down by a 4 spot to get back in this ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Well, Saya squares around a bunt twice, and Steckel just doesn't find the zone to throw a strike.
Set to go again. Steckel delivers again. He has to back off inside, and it's 3-0 now. And so you start to think for the Northridge Grizzlies, is Jared Cronquist going to get somebody up in the pen here? And there is. They've got work down there outside the fence. Here's the look and the pitch again. Saya around to bunt and just takes ball 4. Never a close pitch there.
Well, Saya squaring around really seemed to distract Steckel with his delivery and failed to throw a strike to Saya at that at-bat.
Something you cannot let bother you at the high school level.
No.
You squared a bunt in Little League to bother the pitcher, not in high school baseball. But it loads them up here, and that might be it. Let's see. No, they're all just coming in. Give them
a little encouragement here.
Yeah, give them some
his teammates.
About... Well, now the rubber's going to meet the road. Bases loaded here. Caden Karabench, 0-2, struck out, grounded out against Parker Steckel here.
Yeah, heart of the lineup now with Karabash hitting in the three spot.
Pitch here, and that's right down Main Street. It's 0-1. Caden Karabench, K-A-R-A-B-E-N-S-H. Set to go again, and the pitcher on the way is hit well. That's hit to center field. Colin Gillie, the senior, on the run. Does he get there? He does. Reaches up in left center, makes the catch. The runner from third will tag and score easily. But that's a nice running play by Colin Gillie to hold him to one run right there.
Really great contact by Caden Karabash there, but just a long fly ball to create the RBI.
For Karabench, it is his first RBI of the game.
The Grizzlies have to really feel good about that. You know, well hit ball,
sure.
But just giving up the one run, and now they have a chance to get out of this inning with a double play.
Pitch on the way, bounced up there. Good block by Cooper Rose, but it gets away. That hit him? It did. He'll rock down to first base. Must have hit him on a hop.
Boy, I didn't... That did not hit him, Clark.
Well, but... Coach, the umpire does not agree with you. Doesn't agree with you at all, actually. Yeah, he's
now,
down at first base.
Well, and, you know, I must be wrong because there doesn't seem to be any...
no argument, yeah.
Argument, but...
So back to bases loaded now for the Riders. They're trying to make a game of this 5-2 baseball game now. And Nate Reynolds come to the plate here. Chance for Nate to drive a couple runs in right here. And a pitch is in for a strike with a fastball.
Nothing you can ask more of when you're pitching a game is to come to the plate, bases loaded. A great chance to help yourself and get your team back in this ball game.
Steckel back to the plate, and this one's lifted right side. First baseman Lincoln Lyons, the sophomore, in foul grounds by the first base coaching box and puts it away. So two down. Good job of pitching there by Parker Steckel. Still has a 5-2 advantage, and now a big hitter in the game. Caleb Erickson, the center fielder, will come to the plate. He struck out twice. Had Caleb on Clark and a coach yesterday. He's not going to want to jump back on with us if he's struck out twice. Let's see what he can do here. Bases loaded and the pitch fouled back against the screen.
And that ball is stuck in the fence and it's not coming down.
Oh, I like that. I put that on the same line as the ball getting stuck in a basketball game between the rim and the backboard. Moments stuck in time in sports. Here's the pitch back to the plate, waved at and missed, and it's quickly 0-2.
Steckel, great job of keeping that ball on the outer portion of the plate. That might have even been an inch or two off the plate.
All right, Erickson jumps back in, trying to steer away from striking out for the third time, and a pitch is fouled away left side and out of play. Mark Felix Llamas, there. I blew that one, didn't I? Jace Reed's at shortstop. Brendan Peterson is at second base. Lincoln Lyons is your first baseman. And that's a ground ball base hit into right field for Caleb Erickson. One run in. Here comes two runs for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. It's a 5-4 baseball game.
Wow, two strikes. Caleb Erickson just, battles at the plate and gets... good contact on the ball to drive it to right field. Nice piece of hitting by Caleb Erickson.
So as Coach said, a big two-out hit right there. 5-4 now, and the four-run lead for Northridge has dwindled to one here. And Mario Sanchez, the senior third baseman, comes to the plate and fouls it back. The tying run sitting out there at second base in the person of, I think that's not Seppi. It's a I'm sure a courtesy runner here for Roosevelt.
I think that's Zach Guntle out at second base.
All right, Steckel set to go again. Sanchez waits. 5-4 now. Pitch to the plate. Breaking ball is a beauty. In for a strike. Thank you to Mike Leffler at Goosehead Insurance. Integrity and honesty. It's that simple when working with Mike. Look him up on Facebook at Mike Leffler Goosehead Insurance. Steckel comes back. Ground ball to third base. Speared there by Yamas. Mark Felix Yamas to first with a beautiful throw. And it'll keep the Northridge Grizzlies in the lead, but the lead has been cut. Three runs on two hits, a hit batter, a walk, a sack fly in the inning. We will head to the sixth inning, top half, visitors half. The Grizzlies will come to bat with a one-run lead, 5-4. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We go to the sixth inning out here at Nelson Farm. We got a good one today on Press Radio, folks. 5-4 Northridge in front by one. They owned a 5-1 lead, but Ryan Saez Club chips three runs across the plate in the last of the fifth. So now a 5-4 game as we get to the sixth inning here. Number nine hitter, Louis Pisano. Then back to the top of the order with Colin Gilley and Jace Reed.
Yeah, Louis's done a nice job. Got a nice base hit bunt his first time up and then was hit by a pitch.
Pitch to him here and a breaking ball just did get the inside corner for a strike. Sanchez and Saya, left side of the infield, Wall and Smith on the right side. It's Pardo, Erickson, and Guntel from left to right. Pitch on the way. That one hit into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. In to pick it up is Zach Guntel. So leadoff single for Louis Pisano, and that's we're talking about it, Coach, when your nine-hole hitter can roll it over, and Louis's done that three times today.
He sure has. Great job of going, you know, with the pitch to right field, not trying to do too much, just living within your swing.
All right, Colin Gilley will step up now. Gilley's had himself a good day here. 1-for-2, sack fly, a single, and an RBI. Throw over to first base and the runner back in. Jace Reed out on deck. Seven hits for the Grizzlies today. They're coming off the 20-hit game against Niwot. All right, Wren, long time between pitches here. There goes the runner. Does Wren see him? He does. He'll throw, and they're going to get him in a rundown here.
That's a balk.
Saya with it. They are going to go
balk. That's a balk.
Yep. He's going to come to second
base. He did not step off the rubber. He did not back off. He just turned and did not throw.
So down to second base goes Pisano. Colin Gilley now with a chance to drive him in and get the little insurance that they need here. Top of the sixth, so six outs left for each club. 5-4 Northridge. The Grizz in front by a run here. Wren comes back and the pitch inside.
On that previous play, Clark, Wren just has to step off the rubber.
Nate Deals here in a fastball right in and over for a strike.
He can make the move once he starts his motion to first base, but he can't turn and throw to second.
comes in, and that pitch hit over the shortstop. Brock Sias head into left field for a base hit. Erickson to pick it up around third base is Pisano, and he will score. And they've got the insurance they wanted. It's a two-run ball game now. 6-4, Northridge in front by a pair. Second RBI of the game for Colin Gilley.
Colin's going to want to come back on the show.
He is. Eight ribbies now for Gilley on the season. And here's Jace Reed, who's 1-for-2, a single and a walk in the ballgame. He's also popped out, a throw over to first here by Wren and the runner back.
You know, I thought they may make an appeal to third when Pisano came around. He, close to whether he made contact with that third base.
Pitch to the plate, ground ball here to shortstop. Sia going to go to second for one, and that's all they're going to get. Michael Wall turned, started to make the turn towards first base, and they slid into him. So force out of the bag at second. Jace Reed is on in a fielder's choice, and Gannon McGean will come to the plate here for the Grizz. Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing, Coach. I thought maybe they'd, if it's close over at the bag, you can at least try. You got
nothing
to lose.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt.
No. So here's McGean. He'll hit from the left side. He's walked and been on in an error. Grounded out. He's 0-for-2. Pitch to the plate and the fastball missed away right there. After five innings in Fort Collins now, Mark Wagner's Lampkins an 8-6 lead against Mountain Range. Wren comes back, tried to get a breaking ball to dip on the outside corner and couldn't buy it. One out here, top of the sixth, 6-4 Northridge. Wren at the belt, comes to the plate, and the pitch missed way outside with that one. Should get a count here in the next little bit from our home plate umpire. Next broadcast for us Saturday will be at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. Patriot League action between the top two teams in the state, Eaton and University. It'll be the second of their home and home. Pitch there is outside ball four.
And an update from Brush. Brush now with an 8-0 lead commanding over the Resurrection Cougars.
And now coming out here to the mound will be
Ryan Ward started that game for Resurrection, and Luke Ruby came in, I believe, in the third inning.
Starting to get a little separation now. We were calling it five teams before. I think you can safely say it's kind of a four-team race now. Resurrection Christian getting swept by Eaton.
University,
yeah. They're just not quite up to it against the best teams in the country.
And now Brush.
Yep.
With Sterling still on their schedule.
Yeah, that's a tough go, right? All right, they say Nate Wren's good enough to stay in, so he'll do that. 6-4 for Northridge with a run here in the sixth inning. Now batting number 17. But now runners at first and second with one out, and Mark Felix Yamas, the third baseman, will come to the plate here.
You said before, Clark, this guy can hit the cover off the ball. Two home runs against the Fort Morgan Mustangs.
Four on the year from Mark. Here he comes to the plate, and the pitch wrapped into left field. That's a base hit up over Sanchez's head at third. Around third and coming to the plate here. The cutoff, and there's going to be no throw. In to score is Jace Reed, and it's 7-4 now for Northridge. A couple of big runs here in the sixth inning.
Yeah, those are big runs. Just to give you a little insurance late in the game. But the way both these teams can swing the bat, no lead is safe.
Yeah, that's right. We'll come down to the wire here today probably. Here's the look of the pitch. Inside corner for a strike. Well, Nate Wren's been visited on the mound in the inning. He wants to get through this. I know he does. See if he can get a couple more outs and keep him in the game. 7-4 now, Northridge in front of Roosevelt. Comes back, and that one bounced up there. To kick it aside is Seppi Salvatore, the catcher.
Well, Nate would love to get a ground ball to his shortstop right now and have a chance to turn a double play.
Next week for the Grizzlies, they'll have a home-and-home with Frederick, Tuesday at home, Thursday on the road. Pitch fouled away right side, giving a quick look as Jaden Smith, the sophomore first baseman, but it's back out of play. Tomorrow, Clark and the Coach, 11 o'clock, we're going to speak with one of our good friends. It'll be Jeff Van Winkle, the head football coach at Severance. They've got a fundraiser going. Casino night coming up on Saturday. Pitch waved at and missed right there. Good pitch, and he struck him out.
That's a big strikeout for Nate Wren.
Going to effort to get a couple of our friends on tomorrow. Diego Aragon, Jackson Romero. See if the guys from Indian Hills jump on with us. Busy lives for them now as intercollegiate baseball players and full-time student-athletes. Wren deals. Did he hit him? Yep.
Oh, that made no attempt to get out of the way. I disagree with that call, that hip batsman, because he simply
and I've
just...
Seen, Bruce, I've seen 10 of those in the major leagues in the last 2 weeks. No attempt. Actually, no attempt at all. In fact, I think he moved his elbow to get into it.
And that's just a bad break for Nate Wren.
So base is loaded here. There are two outs. Brendan Peterson to the plate. This is a big batter. You've got a three-run game right now, but they are loaded with Grizzlies. Pitches a ground ball to third. He'll grab it, go right to the bag, and make the play. Mario Sanchez, the senior third baseman. However, for Northridge in the top of the sixth, two runs on three hits. And we will head to the bottom of the sixth out here at Nelson Farm. 7-4 Grizzlies in front of the Riders. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
And Kristen.
From Weld Community Credit Union, and we are offering home equity loans at a great rate.
And no closing costs, no annual fees, and we pay for the appraisal.
No kidding? Dave, isn't that how we make our money?
Not us, and we are happy with record low interest rates.
Shut the front door, the back door, and the garage door, too.
Stop by Weld Community Credit Union or apply online at weldccu.com.
Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 399914.
Life's pressures are ever-changing. Caring for our mental health is no longer optional. It's necessary. At North Range Behavioral Health, counselors are available in person or online. The choice is yours. Their caring staff understands the challenges Weld County is facing, and they are ready to help. Call 970-347-2120. That's 970-347-2120 to learn about North Range Behavioral Health's network of support. That's North Range Behavioral Health.
Your in-depth preps coverage every weekday at 11 with Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-4. Northridge ahead of Roosevelt here. I want to thank one of our great sponsors, SOAR. It stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. And just increase your strength, your power, your speed, your agility, your endurance, all those things that put you ahead of the other guys. They've got 8 to 10 weeks of training coming up here in the summer program that begins May 30th. Four different time sessions. You can go early morning, mid-morning, early afternoon, and evening sessions. Beginner sessions and advanced sports-specific options are available. Flexible to start on different dates as well. So look them up. SOAR, S-O-A-R, on Facebook. Well, down three, see what the Riders do here. Three in this type of game, probably not much of a big deal, but we'll see what they can do. 7-4 here. And does that still look like Parker Steckel?
It does not.
Yeah, I thought it's a new pitcher, too. We'll see when he turns around. All right, here's the pitch on the way, trying to offer at it. Here's Jaden Smith. And it is not. New pitcher here for the Grizzlies.
That is Kobe Bevins, senior pitcher.
Bevins deals in the pitch here. Swing and a miss to Jaden Smith. Bevins on the year is 1-0, but a 9.45 earned run average. comes back here, outside corner for a strike.
Nice pitch on the outside edge. These ERAs this year, Clark, we've seen a lot of high ERAs, but with the weather the way it's been, you just don't know how many of those were, you know, wind-blown balls and different things.
Yeah, you got to give the kid, pitchers a break here this year, no doubt about it. That one fouled away against the screen. Jaden Smith, Michael Wall, then back to the top of the order, Elias Pardo. Smith 0 for 2, a couple of Ks in the ballgame. Jaden trying to get things going here in the sixth inning for the home team. 7-4 Northridge. Bevins deals, and it's lifted right side. First baseman, that's Lincoln Lyons, the sophomore, on the infield grass, and he puts it away. So one gone, and the Riders are down to their final five outs. Michael Wall, who has been aboard and scored one of their four runs. He walked in the fifth inning and came around to score. He'll come to the plate here.
And has the web gem of the game.
He does. Diving play in shallow right field. It was a heck of a play. All right, set to go here as Michael Wall jumps in. Kobe Bevins deals, and that one down low. It's a ball and no strikes. Riders have won two in a row. Grizzlies have won four of their last five. So you got two teams in the middle of this very contentious Long's Peak Conference that are playing pretty well right now. That one's in for a strike. Caden Karabench has an RBI today. Seppi Salvatore's got one. Caleb Erickson drove in two in that fifth inning with a base hit. Bevins comes back, and Wall fouls it off to the right and out of play.
Boy, what I like about Bevins coming in, you know, in this inning, he's throwing strikes. And he may give up a hit or two before it's over with, but has very nice command early on.
Kobe set to go again. The right-hander kicks and deals, and the two-strike pitch is hit to center field in his tracks right there. Colin Gilley, the senior, now steps in a couple of strides and makes the grab, and there's quickly two outs here in the bottom of the sixth.
Now batting number four, Elias
Pardo. Well, only four outs left, and as Bruce just said, Bevin's doing a whale of a job here in the sixth. Come in relief of Parker Steckel, and he's got the first two outs in the inning. Pardo in the game, couple of base hits, singled in the first, singled in the fifth, drives this one to center field, right there again, a duplicate hit, and Colin Gilley, the senior, puts it away. A 1-2-3 inning for the Riders. Great job by Kobe Bevins. We'll head to the seventh inning. Northridge with a three-run lead, 7-4. This time out brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
When you think home improvement, you think Steamway floor to ceiling. When you think cleaning, you absolutely should think Steamway floor to ceiling. We specialize in carpet, tile, granite, and duct cleaning. Family owned and operated for almost 50 years, Steamway floor to ceiling's professional cleaning services will keep your castle looking brand new. One great company, two great services. Call 353-0133 and talk to one of our talented consultants, or check us out online at steamwayftc.com.
Hi, I am Mike Leffler, and I am local. I sell insurance. The name of my company is Mike Leffler Insurance Agency with Goosehead. I have a digital app so you can see what type of plan works best for you. I can get insurance from over 20 carriers. I am direct and honest. That's why this radio ad is matter of fact. If you want insurance from a local guy that can help you get the best plan, then I'm your guy. Call me at 970-449-0286. Mike Leffler Insurance Agency.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Left-hander Caleb Erickson's going to jump to the mound here for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Nate Wren's done for the day. Had Caleb Erickson on the program yesterday. We talked to him about him pitching, and he hadn't thrown a bunch. See that the Roosevelt left-hander, get some numbers for him on the mound so far this year. Erickson 1-0, 3.50 ERA, has thrown just six innings. Given up seven hits, a couple of walks. So nine base runners in six innings. That's a 1.5 whip. Seven Ks in those six innings. His job, keep him within three runs of the lead so that his home team Riders have a chance in the home half of the seventh inning.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Three runs is not insurmountable by any means, but if you give up a couple more here, that makes it pretty tough for the Riders to come back.
Our last broadcast on this field, Riders had the walk-off win in extra innings to win 3-2 last year against Northridge, so maybe they do that again here today with a comeback, but Jared Cronquist and the
Clark
visitors are going to try to keep that from happening.
That was a Saturday. The burgers were grilling.
They were.
There was a big crowd. The scoreboard was working.
I'm sad to say, Bruce, don't see any burgers grilling today.
It's opposite day.
All right, so let's see what the Grizz will have here in the top of the seventh inning. They're looking for some more insurance, Lincoln Lions.
And we have that final now out of brush. Game over. The Beat Diggers 8, the Cougars 0.
8-0 shutout.
Little pitching today for the Beat Diggers as well.
Absolutely. Any box on it? Do we know who threw or no? Might not have that information.
Shelton.
Oh, Braxton Shelton.
Braxton Shelton threw, gave up only four hits, one base on balls, and seven strikeouts,
Boom.
Clark.
Nice job for the leading home run hitter in the
state.
I don't
have the hitting stats, so I don't know if he was able to go deep, which he often has this year.
All right, the lefty Caleb Erickson pitching the Lincoln Lions here. Louis Pisano out on deck. Northridge 7-4 advantage here in the seventh inning. Breaking ball by Erickson just missed out of the zone. I think we're 2-2 here. So a beautiful day, about an hour and 50 minutes into the contest. That's in and over for a strike. So I was wrong on the count. That is strike number two. Lions on the day singled in the second inning, then flew out and popped out. He's 1-for-3. Erickson works quickly. It's sky to right field. Coming in a hurry is Guntel diving, and he has got it. Zach Guntel with a beautiful catch. You can hang a star on that one.
Another terrific play by a defender. Right field comes in, flat out has to sprint, lay out to make that catch.
Another defensive gem, and that brought to you, of course, by Steamway Floor to Ceiling right there on 8th. Anytime you're putting together your new home, look at Steamway Floor to Ceiling. Ground ball right side. Picked up by Michael Wall to first in time, and there's two outs here.
Boy, Michael Wall just does a great job out at second base, Clark. Great range.
Very smooth, you know. Two outs here for the Grizz in the seventh, and Colin Gilley will come to the plate.
Nice day for Colin. 2-for-3, two singles, sacrifice RBI.
Pitch on the way, misses outside. It's a ball and no strikes. Nine hits for the Grizzlies today. Remember, they had 20 on Thursday and beating Niwot 17-16, but nine hits today. Two batters have two hits, Gilley and Pisano, the 9 and the 1. That one missed, two balls and no strikes. And look at the top of the order today. Two RBIs for Gilley, two for Jace Reed.
That's a great 1-2 punch.
Pitch here, and it's in for a strike, a little Angel Hernandez strike there. Two balls and a strike. Two outs here, top of the seventh inning. Grizzlies own a 7-4 advantage over the home team, the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And that pitch, well, now you tell me, Bruce.
Well, that was a fastball, and the other one was a curveball, but they
right.
ended up in the exact same place.
I actually thought that pitch was better than the last one.
Catcher's mitt.
Erickson comes back and missed him high, ball four. So Gilley down to first. It's a good day for him. A couple of base hits, a walk, a sack fly, bounced out on the first, but a two RBI day. What a good day for the leadoff hitter,
yeah, on base,
Colin Gilley.
On base three times. Boy, that's what you want out of your leadoff guy.
Here's Jace Reed, two outs, runner at first. Erickson comes set at the belt, deals the plate, swing and a miss by Jace Reed, who's 1-for-3 today. Been on twice, walked in the first inning, singled in the fourth, popped out and aboard on a fielder's choice. Erickson set to go again. Caleb at the belt deals the plate, and the breaking ball is
that
a beauty.
Was a great pitch. Nothing better than to see a left-hander command that curveball, too.
Little Clayton Kershaw-ish there. Nice little pitch. Two-strike pitch. Popped up right side. It's going to be the first baseman, Jaden Smith, the sophomore in foul grounds, puts it away. Well, let's see. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Do the Roosevelt Rough Riders have some magic in their bats here at Nelson Farm? We'll find out when we come back. 7-4. Grizzlies in front. Riders in the bottom of the seventh. Coming up here, this timeout brought to you by Weld Community Credit Union on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Every athlete's goal is to be the best.
Over, the second baseman makes the play. Oh, doctor.
Hi, I'm Kyle with SOAR. SOAR is a scientifically oriented athletic regimen that brings out the best in every athlete. With training focused on muscular strength, power, endurance, speed, and agility, SOAR can help you rise above the competition. SOAR is located in a state-of-the-art facility called Balance Health. This gives us top-of-the-line equipment to help you train at the highest level. Check us out at soarathlete.com and let us help you rise above the competition.
When you find a great business that does things the right way, you could say it's as good as gold. In Eaton, they say it's as good as Gould. Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is your source for quality Napa parts. From car parts to truck parts to big machine parts, Gould Parts selection and quality is unmatched. It's elementary. Just write down their number and stick it on the fridge. 454-3355. When you need to find the right part, don't stress. Just call the best. Gould Parts in Eaton, proudly supporting Preps Radio on KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Oh, let's go to the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-4, Longs Peak action today here on Preps Radio. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. Don't forget, when we're done, we'll get the Alt Feed Mill postgame show, the Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game, and we'll have our Journey Homes play of the game, and that's a strike to Brock Saya. Brock's been on all three times, 2 for 2, a couple of base hits. Good guy to have up there to start the seventh inning when you're down by a three spot.
Yeah, it sure is. He knows how to perform in the clutch.
All right, Bevins comes back, and a pitch by Kobe down low in the dirt bounced up there. Caden Karabench out on deck, then Seppi Salvatore. They're going to need to get to Nate Wren and Caleb Erickson and maybe Mario Sanchez if they want to get back in this ballgame. 7-4 here, bottom of the seventh inning. The Grizz have the lead. And the pitch is hit to center field. Coming in a hurry is Gilly, not going to get there. It's going to bounce in front of him. And that is it. Brock Saya opens the seventh with a base hit.
Well, Brock does his job, gets on base. Yeah, you got to get one guy on to start a rally, and he had a nice swing driving the ball to shallow center field.
So Caden Karabench, the three-hitter, comes up. Karabench in the ballgame, struck out, grounded out, and sack fly in the fifth inning. Got his seventh ribby of the year. Saya over at first, no real intent to go at all there. Throw over to first, and the runner gets back. You're down three in the seventh inning, so you want to push those runners over. If it's a gimme, you go, but that's the only time. You cannot get thrown out here. Pitch is inside, a fastball to Karabench, and it's a ball and no strikes.
That's a pretty good pitch by Toby. I thought that actually was going to get called a strike.
Yeah, Kobe Bevins has been terrific so far, coming in a relief of Parker Steckel. Kobe's going to throw to first here, and the runner back in.
What Toby has to realize is that runner at first base means absolutely nothing.
All right, Kobe there. I didn't see the pitch, Bruce. Did you see that one? We're both looking at the I'm taking you out of the play right there. All right, so runner on at first base, 7-4 game. The tying run is on deck as we speak right now. Two balls, no strikes. A
Kobe, there's a strike by Kobe.
Kobe deals in for a strike right there. That's exactly right. Two balls, one strike.
And I think I did call him Toby just a couple times.
Yeah,
but
that's all right.
It all
called,
rhymes.
He's been called worse, right?
But Kobe has done a great job here.
All right, runner away from the bag at first. That's Brock Tsai here with the lead. Kobe comes back, and that one right there for a strike. Good pitch. Karabench today is struck out, grounded out in the sac fly. Salvatore's on deck. He has one of the eight hits now for the Riders. Seven runs, nine hits for Northridge. Four runs, eight hits for Roosevelt. That's your C&H Solutions scoring summary. Big breaking ball stayed up right there.
Yeah, Kobe tried to break one off, but just didn't snap it off. Didn't get that downward spin for that breaking pitch.
All right, Caden back into the batter's box here. And Kobe Bevin set to go to him. Looks at Saya, comes to the plate, and the pitch waved at and missed, and he struck him out. Tied him up inside, Bruce. That was a dandy.
He really did. Kobe, you know, he's been kind of living on that outside edge, that black part of the outside plate, and he came inside on that pitch, and great strikeout pitch.
So here's Seppi Salvatore, the sophomore catcher, who'll hit from the left side. Been on twice today, a single and a hit by pitch. Also bounced out. That was in the third inning, so one for two. One out here in the seventh. Tying run still on deck. Throw over to first, and Tsai is back in. He'd have a tough time explaining that to his dad if he got picked off in this spot.
Yes, he would. It's one of those little conversations. What does your run mean right now?
Just don't do that. All right, Brock gets the lead over at first. Pitch to Salvatore. Lifted left side. Foul grounds. Mark Felix Yamas. Does he have room at the fence?
Oh,
reaches
what
up.
What a great effort.
Almost makes the play. Had a good view, but I saw the glove over the top of the fence right there, just beyond the Rider dugout. And Yamas almost makes it, Andy.
He sure did. What a great effort. You can tell he's hurting a little bit, that left arm coming down on the fence. But, boy, I love to see those kind of efforts. And tell you what, Yama Felix has a nice vertical. Yeah, he got up above that fence and almost snagged the foul ball.
All right, Bevins comes set at the belt. Runner over at first aside. Ground ball, base hit, right field, past the diving first baseman Lincoln Lyons. All the way to third base here goes Brock Tsai. So runners at the corner, and here comes the tying run in Nate Wren. Nice try by Lyons, the sophomore first baseman, went to his belly to try to snag that one along the first base side, but it got past him. So Nate Wren, who was 0 for 2 today, struck out and popped out and also walked. This is going to be a big one here. And Kobe Bevins, who's thrown well so far in relief of Parker Steckel, try to go to work here. Runner at third really doesn't mean anything. 7-4 game. One out here, bottom of the seventh. Bevins deals, and the pitch waved at and missed. It's 0-1. Nate Wren.
You know what Nate had in mind there? That was a hard swing at the high fastball.
Wren has one of the two home runs this year for the Riders. The other one belongs to Seppi Salvatore. Pitch to the plate is hit well. Left field going back. Louis Pisano at the track looks up and makes the catch. They don't need to worry about that runner at all. In fact, they don't even care about the guy at first.
Boy, Clark, just for a split second, I thought Nate Wren may have gotten it all. Drove it up against the left field fence. But it's just a long fly ball.
So two down, 7-5 ball game. Wren picks up the RBI for Nate. It's RBI number 10 this year. Puts him second on the club.
And gets credited for a sacrifice fly ball.
All right, two outs. Alt Feed Mill postgame show is out on deck here. Caleb Erickson stands in, and the pitch is waved at and missed, and the Riders are down to their final two strikes. Erickson, a two-run single in the fifth inning. Trying to keep the Riders alive here. Down by two, two outs, seventh inning. Bevins at the belt comes back, and the pitch is a chopper. Right side, second baseman. That's Brendan Peterson. Goes to first, and the Grizzlies are going to walk out of the field here with a victory at 7-5.
Well-played game. Both teams, give them credit. Goes down to the last inning, but that's this league, Clark.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Riders and Northridge today. Northridge wins it 7-5. We'll come back with the Alt Feed Mill postgame show in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back out here to Nelson Farm Baseball Complex in Johnstown as the visiting Northridge Grizzlies come into Johnstown, get a 7-5 win against the Roosevelt Rough Riders today for the Grizzlies. 7 runs on 9 hits to win it. And for Roosevelt, 5 runs on 10 hits. That is your CNH Solution scoring summary as we get to the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. No matter the size of your ranching operation, Alt Feed Mill has the food to keep your animals fat and happy. Feed Mill equipment, supplies, and service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number to call 970-834-2132. It is Alt Feed Mill. So the Grizzly, rather the, yeah, the Grizz, Northridge, they get the win here. They go to 8-7 on the year, 7-4 now in the Longs Peak. The number 20 RPI team might move up a couple of spots here because Roosevelt was the 18 RPI. And for the Grizz, they have now won 5 of their last 6 games. They're rolling right now, folks. And Jared Cronquist and Jim McFarland, the coaches, they did it the right way today in beating the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Riders dropped to 6-6 on the year, 5-6 in league play. They might just swap positions in the RPI. They were number 18 coming in, so they may just swap with Northridge as well in this one. So let's get to our Norfolk Iron Metal player of the game. Norfolk Iron Metal wants to see all Northern Colorado athletes succeed. Very proud to be part of this community, and our player of the game award goes to, yep, the kiddo that jumped on the program with us, Colin Gilley. He was up on Clark and the coach. Goes 2-for-3 in the ball game today and drives in a couple of runs. Nice job in center field by Colin Gilley today. The 2 base hits, a sack fly as well, and a walk in the ball game. Our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game is Colin Gilley, the center fielder from the Northridge Grizzlies. Let's get now to our Journey Homes play of the game. And boy, there were 3 or 4 sensational defensive plays in the game. But the one that Bruce and I looked at each other and said, wow, that was quite a play. Michael Wall, the second baseman for the Roosevelt Rough Riders, made a dazzling catch going out on a pop fly in shallow right field, laid completely out in a ball that the right fielder was not going to get anywhere near to. And Michael Wall, the second baseman for the Riders, made the catch of the game. It is our Journey Homes play of the game. Journey Homes with over 10,000 homes along the Front Range still have some in the Promontory subdivision in West Greeley. So check out all they do. Been doing it for 26 years out here. Northern Colorado's largest builder. It's Journey Homes for all they do. And to see some great video, great pictures, go to journeyhomes.com. All right, that should settle it for us now. Clark and the coach again tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We've got Jeff Van Winkle, the Severance football coach, coming on talking about their fundraiser. They've got a casino night coming up here on Saturday night to support the football team. So make your plans to get on out there. That'll be a very cool thing. Our next baseball broadcast for you will be Saturday, following Preps Rewind on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock, our J9 Agency's first pitch. It'll be number 1 Eaton and number 2 University playing their second of their home and home. They'll go Thursday in Eaton as well. We'll have Saturday's game on the radio for all of you folks at home. That should do it here from Nelson Farm today. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick for knocking this thing out, our producer back in the studio. I'm Clark Johnson for Bruce Dick. Final score here today was Northridge 7, Roosevelt 5. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.